In our last episode, we talked to Kimberly Zhang, CEO and co-founder of Roomy Spice, a mountaineer, a marathoner, an army officer, and a graduate of West Point. She once
wrote... Because that really teaches you, like, just doing it over and over again, like, how to overcome it.
What were the toughest parts for you?
Definitely the first summer, which is called Beast Barracks.
You're walking around and you have to do, I think it's like 70 steps per minute.
You have to cup your hands a certain way and you have to look forward.
You have
to greet all your upperclassmen a certain way, depending on their rank.
You have to memorize all the meals for the next 3 days.
And regurgitate them when people ask you what the meals are going to be.
That's a ton of drills, making soldiers obey.
So cut yourself some slack.
And here's
if you're enrolling in an institution like West Point, trust that they will teach you how to become a good officer and they'll teach you all the necessary skills. Like, you're just another vessel also. And you do your best. And it's not personal. And it's not your ego. It's not about you.
While serving as a platoon leader on a combat mission in Afghanistan, she was sensitive to local attitudes towards women.
Even though I cut my hair short,
we ended up
surrounding this compound. And then we actually went on to the rooftop to find these guys. And all the expended rounds were there. We were about ready to enter into that building, and we knocked on the door, bang, bang, bang. And this lady came out, and I remember she had this dog, and this dog was snarling and was really, you know, because of course, like, he thinks of us as, like, intruders. And she kept telling us, there's nobody here, there's nobody here. And of course, like, the people who were shooting at us were in there. And I know a lot of people in my platoon were like, let's go in there, let's go, like... let's go F some shit up or something like that. I mean, at that point, it was on me to make that decision if we were going to go in there or not.
She decided to stay on mission.